And already by the fourth chapter of Genesis, we have a murderer. Abel murdered. Pardon me. Cain murdered his brother Abel. And why? Because he envied. Cain envied. Everybody got a copy, sisters? Cain was envious. Envy, sisters, is sadness that someone has what I don't have. Or sadness that someone succeeds that I failed. That's envy. Sadness. That somebody either has what I don't have, or someone succeeds that I have failed. The first murder was the result of envy. And sisters, see if you have in your house here in your library a copy of the letter of St. Clement the First, Pope St. Clement to the Corinthians. That whole letter, published, sisters, in 90 AD, the whole letter is on envy. Where someone, I repeat, has what I don't have, someone succeeds, but I have failed. I envy. And sisters, this is the one sin that we religious must especially beware. Am I clear? You're living among chosen souls, and be very surprising if at least one sister in the community, as far as I can tell, is not real, either more intelligent or more attractive. Father, what are you talking about? I know what I'm talking about. Or more holy. Can we envy somebody's holiness? Yes, sisters. The essence, therefore, of the fifth commandment is unjust killing, killing an innocent person. And this is the root of the greatest moral crisis in human history. Sisters, the greatest crisis in the world, never before, since the dawn of human history, have there been more murderers than in our day. Am I clear? In the United States, we speak of about 2 million abortions every year. The real figure is closer to 14, 15 million in one country. Now the teaching of Christ, our Lord, as we know, He raised the whole Ten Commandments to a level they never had before in his Sermon on the Mount. And how did Jesus raise the fifth commandment? First, by making it in other words, you have been told, he said, you shall not kill, but I tell you, if you even get angry, remember, you already sinned in your heart. And sisters, I've been a priest for too many years. I know too many religious. It is not easy. Oh, sisters. And be smiling. And be angry deep down inside. Am I clear? Sisters, you're all born actors. Oh, what a pious show we can put on. And secondly, our Lord elevated the fifth commandment by giving us the grace. Sisters, notice I have my nature. We are all, my dear, missionaries of charity. And I include myself and my friend Frank. We are all naturally selfish. Do you know that? All of us, beginning with the speaker. It takes grace. And my favorite definition of grace, grace is that grace is that which enables us to do the humanly impossible. And sisters, do we ever need grace to practice the fifth commandment as Christ elevated? And then notice what I've got. My nature, we are selfish. My grace, we can practice three virtues. And they are called the virtues of altruism. Altruism means otherism. Otherism. Mean otherism. We can, well, not just love ourselves. As we know, we don't need to be commanded, thou shalt love thyself. We do. Spontaneously. You don't need grace, sisters, to love yourself. You need grace to love others. And there are three levels. To the three levels to this altruism. The lowest level is justice, where I give to another person what that person has a right to. When I'm speaking, I'm talking to somebody. As a person to whom I'm speaking, that person have a right to knowing what's on my mind. Does he? Or she? Yes. That's why a lie is a sin against justice. I keep my mouth shut. If I open my mouth and talk, I'm speaking to somebody. That person has a right to know what's on my mind so that I don't lie. Then, one stage higher, charity. Charity is higher than justice. Justice means giving another person who that person has a right to. Somebody does work, for example, and the Xerox. On the way from what I hear now is, don't offend any. And my good friend Frank here had good Indian money. And he paid for the Xeroxing. That's justice. Give another person what they have a claim or right to. Charity is higher than justice. Charity basically means giving to another person, not because that person has a claim,